QDR with Amanda. So this is how much we loved our trip here. We bought another one.
Gosh, you won the silent auction.
Yes. Oh. A very large margin, I might add. I was like, you don't need to put $600 more on the last bidder. You put like $100 and then you go back and check it.
Oh my gosh. She was like determined to win.
She was determined. Yeah. She goes, we're splitting it anyway. What's $600? It's $300 each.
I'm yeah, to like, come back.
Oh, okay.
And for a good cause.
Yeah. It's a great cause. We're happy about that. And we're also happy about coming back for another 5 days sometime in the next 12 months.
That's incredible. Yeah. And we won't even make you get up at 4 a.m. and record.
There'll be no work involved.
Exactly.
Although the work here has been so much fun. So tell me about your role here.
Okay, so my name is Amanda and I work for All Access Experience. I'm the creative director. And what we do is we bring together fans, artists, and the beautiful Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Punta Cana for the ultimate fan experience. Lady A was part of the all-inclusive experience here at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Punta Cana for the fans that were here. So if you booked a stay at this hotel, you got to come to our concerts for free. And on top of that, our special VIPs got exclusive meet and greets. They got to see Lady Annabelle play an acoustic show before the big show. They got Q&A. It's really incredible to see these super fans get this kind of experience.
It's interesting because, of course, we sent winners and they have told me time and time again, probably about once an hour via Facebook tweeting or emailing or texting or face-to-face, even the old-fashioned way, what a great time they're having, and that they every day they pinch themselves because they never thought that they would be able to do something like this. And for a radio station to be able to make our listeners feel this good, it's like the most wonderful feeling ever.
Oh my God. And we're lucky to be a part of that. We're lucky that that the fans get this kind of experience from you. And not only do they get to win a trip to paradise.
Yeah.
Like, we're here in the Dominican.
All-inclusive paradise, by the way.
Yes. Crazy. Yes. All-inclusive. There's a casino. That's pretty cool. That's a good time. Not only that, but they also get up close and personal with Lady Antebellum, Scotty McCreery, Kanan Smith. It's been amazing.
It's life-changing. It's an experience that you would think you couldn't afford to buy, and but you do keep it very affordable here, I think. You know, and then to be able to, you know, to be able to get a picture with your favorite group, you know, that you never thought you'd be able to meet. It's pretty, in a small, tiny little, you know, area where it's just like very low key, and it's not like move along, you know, it's
right.
Like a real connected time.
Yeah, there's not a bad seat in the house, you know. Last night, that's the Lady Antebellum's the kind of band you see in an arena, and last night to see them here, it really was amazing. There wasn't one person that couldn't get up close to the stage and shake one of their hands. It's very
or
cool.
Be pulled up on the stage as that little girl Taylor was. She was awesome.
Oh,
by the way. Yeah.
My gosh, that was a totally random occurrence that they pulled this fan on stage and she had the most incredible voice. What, that was special.
I saw them bring her backstage too, so she got to spend time with Hillary, which was great because I know
wonderful.
That's she really connected with her.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course the artists are just meandering about as well. You know, they're eating in restaurants and going to the casino and working out and going to the pool, so you get a chance to, you know, brush up against them again then too. So gosh, it's just life changing. And the hotel, okay, we walked in and I was like, this is the definition of decadence. We got into our room and there's in the middle of the room a jacuzzi. A huge jacuzzi, like a jacuzzi that you would think would seat, like, I don't know, 8?
Yeah, they're big. They're definitely, we've definitely squeezed at least 4 in there, and it's like this sunken right in the middle of your room. It's pretty cool.
And then, the guy was concerned because my minibar key didn't work or something like that. And I go, you know, it's not that big of a deal. We're not really big alcohol drinkers anyway. And then he got it to work, and he opened it up, and they're full-size bottles of rum and Dewar, like name brands, mm-hmm. that you just put your glass under and it fills up. So we did, as it turns out, need that mini bar key.
Yeah, you didn't know you needed it until you got it. Exactly.
Oh, that's all inclusive too.
Uh-huh. It's the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Punta Cana knows what people are looking for. That's for sure.
Tell me about the pools. Like, how do you decide which pool gets which music or... or no music. Some of them have, or just like beautiful, quiet relaxation experience.
Absolutely. Well, there's 13 pools on this property.
I was trying to count.
Yeah, there are 13. So there's like, there's a little bit of something for everybody. There are the quiet ones that just sort of have the infinity edge. And there are, there's one for sure that plays mostly 80s music. There's one that's like rock and roll. And so it kind of, that way you wake up, you see what your mood is, and then you go over to that pool.
And if your mood changes, say at happy hour, there's a pool for that.
There's a pool for you.
I think it was interesting. We hung out at, I guess I'm going to call it the Dominican Republic pool, because it played like all local music. Oh. All the locals were having the best time, and you just can't help but being swept up in the happiness.
It's true. It's such a, everyone on this resort is so kind and so helpful. And so it's, you can't help but enjoy yourself.
Now tell me, when you hire people, I mean, I think clearly this resort here is probably the jewel of this entire island, and people are very grateful to get jobs here. How do you choose these people who have become our best friends?
Well, you just look for the right attitude. You know, it's that's the definitive factor. If you have a good attitude and you have a good time wherever you go, then your guests will have a good time. And that's what we're all about at All Access Experience. The guests are the rock stars, and the celebrities are your fans, really. That's what we want.
That's great. I love watching people have a good time at work. Like yesterday when we were at the pool, the waitresses were dancing to the music, like as they were delivering drinks that were free, by the way. It's all inclusive. You know, I've had several conversations. This guy was squeegeeing water off one of the terraces at the Rockstar
The Rockstar?
Yeah.
Yes.
And I was like, I was so grateful that he was doing that, because I'd slipped earlier on my stupidity when it was raining. And I'm like, thank you so much for doing that. He struck up like a 20-minute conversation with me, and it was the coolest thing. I got to, you know, break out my Spanish from, you know, back in the day. And I just learned so much from him about the island and about how happy these people are, like inside their hearts, which is such a neat feeling, because if you've ever been to an island resort where they didn't really want you there, you definitely feel that, and that is not the case here. And I think that may be like the biggest reason to come back. I mean, all the other stuff aside, you're definitely wanted here, and people want to get to know you, and they want to help you have a good time.
Wow, that is, that's true. That's what we're, the main goal is.
Have a good time.
Have a good time. You're on vacation.
100% A+ on that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.